This is a WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
This morning we are joined by eye doctor Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center, and we already have a few questions texted in, and you can text us as well at 615-893-1450. Dr. McCabe, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope everybody out there got a chance to work in their yard when it wasn't raining, you know, early Saturday morning. It was just beautiful out. And now that the bells and the Bradford pears are out, boy, this is the beginning of full power, full-fledged allergy season. And hopefully, if you suffer from these things, you've got a routine down that helps you. If not, and you do suffer from them, you need to get on it now, because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure as far as allergies go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like this is the time that we always get a lot of questions about allergies and what are the best medications to use when you have allergies. And is the subject of eye drops, they come up and people are asking, do we use eye drops? Do we use eye drops in combination with a nose spray and an oral medicine? What do we use?
Like they asked Walter Mondale when he was running for president whether he prefers boxers or briefs, and he said, depends. You know, it depends on how bad your allergies are. If they're very mild, often just artificial teardrops. If you have a few sneezes, then you would start one of the over-the-counter oral medications, Zyrtec, Cetirizine, you know, those that you can get without a prescription. If your eyes get a little red and watery, you want to add, again, another over-the-counter called Pataday. You get the green label. It's just once a day in the morning. And then if that doesn't take care of it, then you have to move to the prescription medications. And there's some very good ones. You know, the Zyrtec and the oral ones that are over-the-counter, they often cause a significant drying to the ocular surface. So although they do help your sinus allergies, they can make your dry eyes worse, where if you are bothered by that or you need more than what they can handle, then you want to move to the nasal inhalers. And what's typically best is one that's a combination of a steroid like Flonase and an antihistamine. And that is one puff in each nostril in the morning. And then I also suggest that you still use one drop in each eye in the morning of the Pataday. And, you know, just within a couple minutes there, you can take care of your allergies for all day long. And that is just about the strongest relief that you can get without having to go to the allergist and go through the time test and find out what you're allergic to and then take immunotolerance suppression shots or allergy shots. But that's kind of the algorithm. And depending on how yours are, you're going to work your way up through it till you find something that works. But I can almost guarantee you that doing that, you will find something that works, because the medicines now out are very good.
There are a lot of choices for medications out and about today as well. And of course, you just mentioned a few of them. But another question we had here, can certain tick-borne illnesses like Rocky Mountain spotted fever or other illnesses, can they cause eye problems or vision changes?
Yes, they can, but they also cause a heck of a lot more. And, you know, the Rocky Mountain spotted fever, I believe that's caused from a bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi. And these things, if you get a tick bite, like from the deer tick, that can carry that, or something similar to it, you'll get a target-like lesion on your skin. So that's one of the first hallmarks. That's very unusual to have. If you have that, you ought to go see your primary care doctor right away, because often the sooner you can get put on medication, the better you do. And those things are often a diagnosis of exclusion. But if you've got that lesion there, take a picture of it with your phone camera so that you can bring it to your doc and show them, and try to get an appointment right away. But these will give you often significant weakness, often pulmonary problems, difficulty breathing and such. And so you should, low-grade fevers, you know, lack of energy, you know, a lot more than just allergies. And anything more than that, of course, you should go see your primary care doctor.
We are getting some interesting questions here. The next one is, have you seen eye complications related to histoplasmosis, which we have heard about some increases in those cases in some parts of Tennessee recently?
Yeah. Actually, had a patient with it a week or two ago, and the histoplasmosis can get in the eyes through the bloodstream. It was typically caused by, what's a nice way to put this, bacteria carried in bird excrement that got onto like cigarettes and tobacco leaves. So it was kind of very highly specific to this Ohio, Tennessee, Mississippi River Valley area where we saw the greatest incidence in the country. And this was back when cigarette smoking was a lot more popular. Well, I don't know if anyone's an old person like me and they remember when the CEOs of all the major tobacco companies were in front of Congress and they asked them, do you feel like cigarette smoke is dangerous to your health? And they went down about six of them and they all said no when they knew better. But anyways, something unrelated that but carried along with it was this histoplasmosis. And it can get in the eyes and it typically starts off with very foggy vision, which of course is not normal. So that brings me to another point here. It is not normal for you to lose a significant amount of vision. If that happens, it's not like a sneeze or a rash. You need to go see your eye doctor and probably most likely, if you can, an ophthalmologist right away and get this diagnosed and taken care of. I'll tell you another interesting story. I saw a patient last week. For the first time, they came in for a diabetic, routine diabetic eye exam. I hadn't seen an eye doctor in a few years. And their left eyelid was totally closed. They couldn't really open it. And they said this happened after a stressful event when they had lost their son, but that was about 3 months ago. And then when I lifted that eyelid up to see what the eye looked like, that eye was turned outward and down compared to the other eye that was looking straight ahead. And I said, oh, this is definitely a stroke and we need to go get radiology workup and lab workup and cardiology workup and all these things to prevent it from happening again. But anything abnormal like that with your eyes is not normal and should be seen and treated right away. So I guess what I'm just trying to get across with is that, you know, a sneeze or a rash or a cough that's mild, all these kind of things, if you want to wait a, you know, several days to a week on that, take some over-the-counter and hope it gets better, that's one thing. But not with your eyes. Just like chest pain is not normal and needs to be seen and treated right away.
Man, you bring up an interesting issue that people can have. And talking about that stress, major stressors in life, they can cause all sorts of health-related problems.
Yeah. And so I tell people there's four S's of diabetes that raise your sugar, your serum glucose, your A1C value, your finger sticks, all these things. And of course, everyone knows eating sugar, drinking sugar, you know, sugary drinks, sweet foods, those things, they all will raise your sugar. But also if you're sick, for whatever reason, the common cold to more serious things, if you take steroids like prednisone, and it doesn't matter whether it's the pill or it's, you know, a shot you get in your knee or your back or your shoulder to relieve some arthritic pain or something like that, or if you're under significant stress more than normal, right? Everybody goes through cycles of more and less stress, but if you're under significantly more than normal, that will also raise your serum glucose, your blood sugar level, your finger sticks, and your A1C value. And the point of knowing that is that when these things are going on, you need to have more medicine to take care of it. So many patients I see will say, yeah, my sugar got real high. but that's because I was under a lot of stress, or that's because I got the steroid shot, or that's because, you know, I went through the Christmas holidays, you know, all those kind of things. Well, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter except to avoid it next time. What matters is that you deal with it at the time so that your sugar level does not go up high and cause damage to your feet, kidneys, and eyes. So when you have a known issue, take care of it. Just don't ignore it.
So we should probably avoid that extra caramel macchiato chive brew over five with extra espresso and double the caramel coffee on occasion.
Wow, I don't even know what that is.
I just made that up.
That sounds like it would definitely raise your sugar. But the point is, you know, some things you can't really control. You can't control stress in your life that well, you know, sickness, these kind of things. But you can control the level of your medication, and you can speak to your diabetologist or your primary care doctor that looks after that sugar control. Let them know that this is going on. Let them know that your measured values are higher and how you should adjust your medication. And you'll be much better off for it in the long run.
And of course, study after study has shown that those who have a lot of health problems, they don't get a lot of sleep because they're stressed out, overworked, and they spend too many days working instead of taking some time off.
Yes. And you know, I happen to be looking at my Apple Watch right now, and my sleep score is usually moderate, not good. So I have to admit that I need to be better at this as well. And a lot of that is getting to bed an hour earlier and not do the things right before bed that keep you up or will wake you up in the middle of the night. So no sugary drinks like we talked about, caffeinated drinks, not eating right before you go to bed, and no blue light exposure from our video displays, you know, an hour or two before we go to bed. And if we do those things and try not to sleep during the day, then we will sleep longer and better, and you'll have a higher score on your watch for how well you sleep the next day.
And we want that higher score.
Yeah, because it's been related to how long you live.
Oh, wow.
These are important things to your lifespan, to, you know, how well you maintain your mental clarity throughout the day and other things as well, because it also raises up your cortisol and your stress levels.
Here's another question we got. And of course, as we all know, it is starting to heat up a little bit. And pretty soon, before we know it, it'll be time for swimming again. And this person asked the question, are there eye infections people can get from swimming in lakes or rivers during the summer in Tennessee? It says, because I boat with my entire family every year on Percy Priest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's almost infections you can get everywhere, because everywhere we are microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, you know, all kinds of things. These typically don't cause a problem because we have good immune systems and protective systems to keep them away from causing damage to the insides of our body. Probably one of the most visually significant ones, really any time during the year, but involves being in typically hot water, like heated pools or hot tubs that are not chlorinated or brominated enough. They're not sanitized enough. And this is one called acanthamoeba. And it's actually a parasite that embeds itself in the nerves of the front part of the eye, the cornea. And it's also a diagnosis of exclusion and a hard one to diagnose. But I have seen patients with it, and it often gives the patient a lot of decreased vision and a lot of pain with a normally looking eye. And it requires special testing to detect. Besides that, more common ones are just infections you may get if you have open sores, cuts, scrapes, abrasions on your skin, things like that, from bacteria that live in the water. So you never want to go in unsanitized water with open wounds. And I guess that seems like common sense, but when it's summertime and it's hot and your friends invite you to go out on the boat, it's hard to turn that down. So I guess if you just use common sense about things, you should do very well. But now, if you have a weakened immune system, then you know you're much more susceptible to any types of infection, and you got to be a lot more careful. And that could be if you're on chemotherapy medicine, if you're on steroids, which are immunosuppressants, and then there's other biologicals and other things for special diseases that you have to be careful with.
You got to be really careful in general these days, it seems like, because these are fears I think that everybody has, but they never look into, or they just think it's not going to happen to them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, guys, when they're younger, and I'm not trying to be sexist, because of course, many decades ago, that was myself, is we almost feel like we're invincible.
Yeah.
We start getting some broken bones or something, where, you know, we're down for 6 to 8 weeks and we don't recover as quickly. So these things will happen, and as time goes on, and, you know, one of the major things that I've alluded to in this is that as we get older, our immune system weakens. And if we're on immunosuppressants, like we talked about before, including prednisone, steroids, other things, that will weaken our immune system more. So we have to be extra careful as we get older, because we are certainly more susceptible. That's why there's more cases of pneumonia, meningitis, you know, even the common cold, COVID. And not only do we get infected more, but these diseases, where they're usually mild when we're younger, you know, then we have like walking pneumonia, right?
Yeah.
When we're older, we'll often have to be put in the hospital for 4 or 5 days for intensive antibiotics. And it's all because our immune system has weakened. So you want to do things to keep your immune system stronger. Exercising, sunshine, even getting immunized kind of generally stimulates your immune system, as well as for the specific target of that immune vaccine. So try to keep yourself, you know, try not to get overweight. If you're overweight, try to lose weight. You know, I heard a fascinating thing last month in that the airlines are making more money now because their airplanes don't weigh as much, because Americans in those planes don't weigh as much. And so it doesn't cost them as much in their jet fuel costs. And I think that's a wonderful thing that our country, which used to be the most overweight country in the world, is now getting lighter and healthier.
Interesting. Again, we're talking with Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor with McCabe Vision Center. Now, can exposure to agriculture chemicals or farm dust cause long-term eye damage? Because we do still have a lot of farms in some of the rural areas.
Oh, yeah. That's one of our major sets of commerce in Tennessee is agriculture. And thank goodness, and thank those farmers. And they work so hard, and they can have their crops devastated by weather-related issues, droughts, and things like that. So, and they work really hard. Boy, I'll tell you, my respect really goes out to farmers. They care about what they do. They don't quit till the job's done. They take pride in their work. And I don't think many people at all work harder than they do. So anyways, they work around a lot of chemicals too, if it's not just organic things that they're growing, right? There's all kinds of pesticides and such. And hopefully they know that they need to wear a mask that will block that dust from getting into their lungs, because they can get particles in their lungs that can cause these issues. There's small plastic particles, actually particulate matter, in our air now from all the plastics and PABAs and THBs and things like this that are in plastics and such that we breathe in, that our body can't get out of the alveoli, the air sacs in our lungs. And there's a greater, much greater amount of pollution in general in our air now. You know, if you look at the quality indexes of the air quality, which is on the Weather Channel and pretty much any weather app now, it'll tell you pretty much when you shouldn't go outside, when the air quality is really bad. And maybe it's high in pollutants, maybe it's high in dust, agricultural, you know, it could be particles from just stirred up from sand to, gosh, whenever one of the volcanoes, you know, blow up and the air quality is really bad and they tell everyone to stay inside, don't go outside. And so there's all these things. So follow that air quality and try to pay attention to that, which often gets worse the hotter it gets. But because of more pollution in the air, that lowers the air quality. And it's also the reason why more of our children and adults are getting asthma these days. And it's because of our worsening air quality and pollutants in the air. And it's not talked about much, but there's, you know, a bazillion articles that you can read about these things. But the best thing you can do is stay educated and stay informed. And we can get so much of that within 5 seconds on our cell phones or our tablets now. There's really no reason not to understand these common things that are so important that are going on that really have an effect on our lives today and how long we will live in the future and that quality that we'll have, say, the last 5 years of our life.
Now, this next question involves one of my favorite sources of information. It says right here, Dr. McCabe, they say intense allergies can cause unusual eye swelling or vision disturbances. Are there rare allergy-related eye conditions seen in the South? But it asks the question from their source of they. They knows everything.
Well, it seems like they have an opinion on everything.
Yeah.
But yes, that's true. And let me say, just in general, as you're looking for information on the internet, please don't go by what this person or that person says. You know, give some credence to people that are MDs, medical doctors, that will give you some advice, because oftentimes they have repercussions if they don't represent what's true and factual at the time. But also, if you go to our major universities, the major hospitals, you look at their websites, that's really a good source of good, competent information that you can trust and believe in. But that's just an in general remark. However, regarding whether allergies can cause significant issues with your eyes, yes, they can, but that's more rare. Typically, it is the red, pinkish eye that waters and itches, and it's associated with the same thing with your sinuses. Now, you can have bad sinusitis without conjunctivitis, and you can have bad conjunctivitis without sinusitis, but 85% of the time, they go hand in hand. So you're often benefited. If you need to treat one, you really should treat both.
And this next question is something that as parents, we've all dealt with before at some point or another. And it asks, or it states, my son is always spray painting something. And I always warn him or tell him he should be wearing a facial mask and also some type of eye protection when spray painting. But what repercussions can come from spray painting things?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And that's all over the internet too. And it's these fine particulates, especially when you're aerosolizing anything, whether it be pesticides or paints or anything in between. But having a decent mask like you would wear for COVID, I don't think you have to have a respirator quality mask, but something like that will stop most of these particles from getting in your lungs. It's nice to have glasses that also block it. And let's talk about that for a second, because a lot of people now are going to start working on their yard. You know, one of the things I did this year, this weekend, while it was raining and not the best weather, is I went out and I bought the fertilizer and the bug killer and the weed killer and all that stuff we put on our yards. And next week, you know, I'll put them out on my yard. And so you want to try to protect yourself. And if this stuff is dust in the air, you should wear a mask. If there's any chance of anything blowing back into your eyes or, you know, getting projected into your eyes, you should at least wear, you know, some cheap safety glasses that you can get at any of the big stores or some wraparound sunglasses. If you are sharpening your lawnmower blades, which I know also I'm going to be doing, I took them off this week, and that is grinder incidences of getting little tiny metal shards. They fly everywhere when people are sharpening those blades or any kind of blades or doing anything on a grinding wheel. Boy, really try to wear, you know, almost something like goggles, because I had someone who works at a local tire store here, a young man, last month, and he was doing the same, and he had safety glasses on, not goggles. But still, these little particles, they can bounce off of your cheek or come from the side and hit the safety glasses. You know, anywhere where you can fit a finger from the glasses to your face is unprotected, and things can get in there. And then they go in your eye. And this happened right in the center of his vision. And it's going to cause some vision distortion and decreased vision there for the rest of their life. Even though I was able to get that out, it was very deeply embedded, but I was able to get it out and it will heal well. It's still going to leave a little scar. So be very careful, because once these things happen, they often leave scars or worse issues that you can't recover from easily.
Good
and
point.
Oftentimes you're doing something totally normal, natural, that you never had a problem with 100 times before. So don't take things like that for granted. And now we're going to be out in the next month doing a lot of these things. You know, just use some common sense. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit hotter to wear something like this. But boy, compared to what you would go through if you had a problem, it's nothing. So a stitch in time, right?
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center joining us on the airwaves this morning live. And we'll take your questions at 615-893-1450. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back with Dr. Craig McCabe. So stay with us.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
35 years. That's how long your family has trusted my family to care for your pets. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. Get your pets. New year off to a great start with some fresh accessories and some new toys. Even though it's wintertime, our baby bird nursery has a lot of wonderful occupants. If a new feathered friend is in your future, come in and see us at Animal City. Stop by and get the best quality pet gear in town. Come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15% or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop by any of our convenient South Central Bank locations today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
With us this morning, Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor with McCabe Vision Center. And Dr. McCabe, one of the questions we were asked this morning, simple enough, and you probably get this question a lot, but it says, we know what the MD stands for after your name, but what about the PhD and the FACS? What is the PhD in and what is FACS? Dr. McCabe, you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. We sound like a phone Sorry commercial.
Well, so most people would say post hole digger for PhD, but that's not true. Some people would say piled higher and deeper. That may be true, but a PhD is a doctoral degree of philosophy that I did in neuroscience, and FACS means I'm a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. I don't think it matters that much, but I try to keep up. I try to stay up. And the PhD was very important. You know, it's interesting in our country, and I'll tell you, most people don't realize this, but a PhD in any of the STEM disciplines, they are considered a higher degree than an MD, a medical doctor degree. They take more years to acquire, and you have to write a big dissertation. Mine was 55,000 words that you have to defend in front of a bunch of doctors. And what that research degree, which it really has taught me, is to understand what's quality research, what isn't, how to make the right conclusions, how to plan studies and pathways like that. And it's helped me just in regular, I guess, understanding the world and other topics. Another thing I did is I got a minor in philosophy, which was in logic and reasoning. And boy, I really liked that. And it tells you how advertisers are kind of leading you astray, or things you may hear from politicians and such that really don't make sense when you apply logic to it. And my father said I was a professional student and I've got to get a job sometime. So those were just representative of my degree.
Easy enough. Again, we're talking with Dr. Craig McCabe, and we've been talking with Dr. McCabe this morning with McCabe Vision Center, and we only have a minute left. But for those listening, you can learn more about Dr. McCabe online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. And Dr. McCabe, have you got any openings for appointments if somebody listening would like to meet with you and talk to you about an eye problem?
Yes, absolutely. Please give us a call, 615-904-9024. If you're interested in having cataract surgery where you don't need glasses afterwards, we are specialists in that, as well as we have a full skin care center. You know, we talked about all this weight loss at the beginning of the show and people going on an Ozempic, a Mounjaro, and now they have this loose skin that needs to be tightened up. We have the best non-surgical ways to accomplish that. So we'd love to help you. Give us a call.
Sounds good. Well, Dr. McCabe, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I hope everyone has a great and safe spring. And please write down your questions, and we'll talk it about again the second Monday of next month.
We are broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Did you know that you can see power outages in real time by visiting mte.com?
We also recommend that you download the MTE app.
The free app gives you better control of your power consumption and provides the ability to see exactly how much electricity you use. MTE, providing services to make life better since 1936.